From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seward. Every spring, Stevens Point becomes the center of a tradition unlike any other, a marathon of music, mayhem, and deep cut trivia. WWSP's world's largest trivia contest returns this month for its 56th year, bringing together teams from throughout the Midwest for a weekend that has become part competition, part endurance, and part community ritual. This year, it happens April 17th through the 19th. Dave Colthorst is co-chair of the event. He writes all the questions participants will answer this year. He joins us now. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Shereen.
What has allowed this contest to endure for more than 5 decades? It's such a lasting part of Stevens Point's identity.
It is a part of people's lives. You grow up in this contest if you're in Stevens Point and you're lucky enough to be born into a team. One of my co-writers this year, in fact, Frank Ross, is a student at UWSP and he's a member of the 90FM staff. And he has a picture of himself in a trivia onesie. We sell merchandise with logos on it. He has a picture of himself in a trivia onesie with Jim Oliva, who had been the odds for decades before I took over writing the contest recently.
Each year has its own theme. How does that shape the energy and personality of the contest?
Yeah, I go for a vibe. My first year was a kind of a piratey vibe, with our Trivia 53, the trivia life for me. And then Trivia 54 was very superstitious. Trivia 55 was no limits. And now it's Trivia 56, the love contest. So, we go searching for some things that fit the theme in our questions or with the look of the contest. There's a new logo every year. The t-shirts, of course, have a different look every year. And with love, it's the most ubiquitous thing out there in pop culture. It's in every song. It's in every movie. It's every TV show. There's always a will they, won't they subplot in TV shows, but you can't avoid it. So I think we didn't have to go looking for things that fit the theme this year. They just kind of happened.
What does a weekend feel like from your vantage point once the contest starts and the clock starts running?
It is chaos from 6 p.m., actually a little before 6 p.m., when the music starts playing that is leading up to the contest, Green Grass and High Tides, Free Bird, and then Born to Be Wild, your blood starts pumping. And it's time to get into this contest seriously. And then the questions start coming. And then you get a hit of adrenaline when you get the question right. And you get a hit of adrenaline when you get the answer in on the phone. And then you get a hit of adrenaline when we announce the correct answer on the air, confirming you got the question right. And then you get a hit of adrenaline an hour later when you find out how much that question is worth. And this happens over and over and over again, 428 times over the course of the weekend.
This is a feat of endurance as much as it is knowledge. What have you learned about the people who willingly commit to 54 straight hours of trivia?
Well, you learn a little bit about how sleep works and what it takes to be rested. I have found that 90-minute cycles are perfect for me. If I get 90 minutes, that's good. If I get 2 hours, that's bad. So getting a little nap in here and there, I've got to time things in 90-minute cycles. So I get about 3 hours of sleep partway through the contest, and that's all I do. Some other teams have people who try to stay awake. Some of the teams, I should say, have people try to stay awake the entire contest. And I think your brain turns to jelly by the end, and that's not really going to pay off for you. But hey, if you want to try it, have fun.
This contest is about more than answering questions. Talk a little bit about traditions that have built up around it.
Well, a lot of teams call this their second Christmas. This is where your family and friends get together again for a second time in a few months, and you spend a short amount of time. It seems like 54 hours is a very long time, but it's actually a short amount of time. It just happens that way. And you're striving to do something together. And every time you achieve victory on a question or whatever, you share that victory and you make your best friends, your best relationships. I've seen people get married as a result of being on teams in this contest. I've seen children grow up through it. I've seen people come back to this school as students who have moved away with their parents after their parents graduated from here and had their experience with trivia and decided it was something they wanted to come back to. This really is something that just gets in your blood.
What is it like behind the scenes? And what does it take to pull off something of this scale? It's got to be a huge challenge that takes months of preparation.
During the contest itself, there are about 30 people in the studio, or not the studio, in the station at any given time. We have a lot of people answering phones. We have people who are entering scores. We have on-air people. We have myself and my co-writers are in there writing or keeping track of complaints people might have about a question or whether a scoring system, whether they got a score correct or not. We have people running a video feed. We have people running merchandise sales. So during the course of the contest, it's just nuts in there. We have constant food deliveries to fuel everybody. During the rest of the year, well, things hit the high point around Thanksgiving, Christmas time, when my writers and I start spending weekly meetings coming up with questions. We sit around a big table I have in my basement, and we look at our notes that we've taken when we've watched TV shows and movies and things like that over the course of the year. We start going through my trivia library and pull things out of books and start crafting questions. For trivia teams, I think a lot of them start hitting it during the cabin fever months. Once right around January 1st, it's cold out. You watch the New Year's Day parade, and then it's time to think trivia, because what else are you going to do when it's super cold outside?
How has technology changed this over the years? I mean, now everything can be found instantly online. So what has changed?
Well, we can't just ask straight up who played what role in what TV show anymore. That's just not going to work. It'll come up as fast as we can ask it on somebody's computer. So we like to instead follow a plan we call description is the prescription. We describe a situation that is from a TV show or a book or a movie or a song, and then you have to figure out what that is, and then we ask a question about it. So we might say, instead of asking, who played Lucy in the Lucy show, we might say, a redheaded wife of a band leader ran into some problem with a specific medicine that she did a commercial for. What is the name of that medicine? People will remember that scene and put two and two together.
What are you looking forward to the most in this year's contest?
What I'm looking forward to the most this year is the energy of having all those people in the station and just enjoying the contest. Whichever side of it you're on, it's just a lot of fun to be around a lot of friends doing this thing we love. Contest is much more than writing the questions and doing the questions. There are so many logistical pieces that have to be in the right place to make this thing happen.
WWSP's World's Largest Trivia Contest returns this month. It will be happening April 17th through the 19th in Stevens Point. Dave Coulters, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Shereen.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seewert from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.